A kookaburra called in the distance, but the sound was soon replaced by the murmur of traffic. The bedroom was a study in browns and tans, with a king-sized bed, brown satin sheets and a tan doona the centrepiece. An assortment of throw pillows formed a neat pile at the end of the bed, beside a white blanket box, and a pair of long, black stiletto boots leaned lopsidedly on a plush, cream-coloured shag rug. Sunlight peeked beneath the light brown blackout blinds, and Nyreda Houston's eyes blinked open as a slice of that light drifted across her face. She yawned and stretched, both arms over her head, then swung her feet to the floor. Cold white tiles met the soles of her feet and sent a shiver up her spine. She fished around beneath the bed for her Ugg boots, eyes still half-lidded, and slipped her feet into the cozy woolen slippers. In the kitchen, Rita cinched the belt of her dressing gown more tightly around her thin waist before standing on tiptoe to retrieve a large coffee mug from an overhead cupboard.
"Good morning," said Duncan.
She turned to him, the empty mug clasped between her hands. "Morning."
"Did you sleep well?"
She nodded. "You?" He grimaced.
"The guest bed is a little hard. Might see the physiotherapist today."
Rita waited for the jug to boil, then filled the coffee plunger with scalding hot water. It made her uncomfortable talking about her husband's sleeping habits. He was in the guest room, she in the master bedroom. She wasn't even sure when he'd begun to sleep there full time, since he'd done it every now and then for at least 2 years. 10 months? 12? It was hard to keep track, especially given the fact that she'd spent the past 8 months in Cabarita Beach, renovating the inn she and her sisters inherited when Nan died.
"I'm sorry to hear that."
What else could she say? She didn't want him to move back into their bedroom. Space was what she needed. Though sometimes she thought perhaps he gave her too much space. It was complicated. Duncan poured himself a cup of coffee, then disappeared. He returned a minute later with the morning newspaper folded in one hand and sat at the dining table. Spreading the newspaper open in front of him, he sipped his coffee, one leg crossed over the other. "Surgery today?" she asked. The tension between them gave her a headache. Words helped to break the silence, but they didn't assuage the anguish she felt over everything unspoken between them. He nodded with a grunt.
"Yes. I'd better get ready for work. I'll see you later."
Another nod. No eye contact.
She exhaled a long breath as she padded back along the hallway. A large photograph of the two of them on their wedding day stared back at her from the end of the hall. She glared at it as she turned into the master bedroom. What had become of their marriage? They'd been so much in love. Two people with everything in common. They'd been sickening, according to everyone who knew them. Sickeningly head over heels in love.